This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. General Motors putting the brakes on its autonomous robo-taxi fleet. GM had invested billions of dollars to establish the service in multiple markets. To tell us more about the decision, Bloomberg Detroit Bureau Chief David Welch joins us now. Tell us first off, how extensive were GM's robo-taxi operations before this decision, David?
They bought the company for $1.1 billion in 2016, and all in, they spent more than $9 billion developing this technology, including about $850 million that they put in just about 6 months ago to keep it funded into early 2025. And I think as they looked at this, as they looked at the cost of getting robo-taxis out on the road, they were running test fleets, small test fleets in Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix. Yeah, they looked at the total cost of this thing. They just thought it was going to take too much money, too much time to really get it going, and they decided to cut bait on it.
What kind of competition was GM facing in this market?
Well, if you have Waymo, which is that's Google's self-driving unit, they're expanding into a lot of the same markets and more, and they've been at this for about 15 years developing these vehicles. Tesla doesn't have any on public roads yet, but that's what Elon Musk wants to do, and that's what he's announced. So really, you're looking at, other than some other very small startups, you're looking at Tesla and Waymo as the main competition. So if GM really wanted to do this, they didn't have a lot of competition out there. There are plenty of cities where you could have launched this service. I just don't think they wanted to spend the money on it.
Okay, so when you look at their bottom line, where did this fit in as far as their expenses and their operations? I mean, how big of a chunk is this really in perspective of what they were doing?
It's pretty significant. If you look at GM's profit on, in a given year, their pre-tax profit, you're looking at about $12 billion, and Cruise was costing them about $1.5 billion. That's on the income side of the ledger. So it was more than 10% of their profits to keep this going. And I think they realized that if you're going to build these cars, and self-driving cars, because of the technology on them, are very expensive. If you're going to build big fleets of these cars and have depots and employees to take care of them and manage the networks that the cars run on in these cities, it was a lot more money. And I think they just kind of looked at, just years of massive amounts of money going out the door, and probably would not be profitable anytime soon either.
We're speaking with Bloomberg Detroit Bureau Chief David Welch. How did investors react to the news?
So far, so good. Investors weren't crazy about this money being spent at the level it was being spent, and they don't see a timeline for a profit coming out of this either. And you look at a lot of the publicly traded stocks, autonomous companies, and they've been trading very poorly because no one really knows when, whether it's shipping people around with robo-taxis or freight around with self-driving trucks, no one really knows when you're going to see a lot of revenue coming out of this. And the regulatory landscape is also still very new and very fraught with uncertainty.
So GM has spent all this money on this type of technology for these autonomous robo-taxis. Is there anything else that GM can do with that investment in that technology?
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to take some of the people from Cruise and some of that work and merge it in with the engineering they have in the Detroit area. Because one thing they do sell right now pretty successfully is their Super Cruise hands-free driving system. That's not full self-driving. It's not fully autonomous. But you can take your hands off the wheel for quite a while when you're driving and go at highway speeds. They sell that in their vehicles now for a couple thousand dollars, and then you pay, I think, $25 a month or something like that. So what they want to do is use the work they've done on Cruise and the people that know how to do this to make Super Cruise even better and add miles of road where you can run the service, add more capabilities, add it to more vehicles. And eventually, they want to be able to sell fully autonomous cars. But for the time being, you'll kind of get some advanced safety and some driver assist features from GM. And they're already selling that and making money, so that they just see it as a better business option for them.
Bloomberg's David Walsh, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.